Hi, I'm Freer Freedom.
And I'm Coral Reef.
And we're the Tangerine Dream Team.
Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM.
I think it's this thing there.
Attend, you gallant Irishmen, and listen for a while. I'll sing to you the praises of the sons of Erin's Isle. It's of those gallant heroes who voluntarily ran to release two Irish shamrocks from an English prison van. The 18th of September, it was in that dreadful year, when sorrow and excitement ran throughout all Lancashire. At a gathering of the Irish boys, they volunteered each man to release those Irish prisoners out of the prison van. Hurrah, my lads, for freedom, let's all join heart and hand. May the Lord have mercy on the boys that helped to smash the van. In Manchester one morning, those good heroes did agree, their leaders, Kelly and Deasy, should have their liberty. They drank a health to Ireland and soon made up a plan to meet the prisoners on the road and take and smash the van. Hurrah, my lads, for freedom, let's all join heart and hand. May the Lord have mercy on the boys that helped to smash the van. With courage bold those heroes went, and soon the van did stop. They cleared the guards from back and front and then smashed in the top. But in blowing open of the lock, they chanced to kill a man. So three men must die on the scaffold high for smashing of the van. Hurrah, my lads, for freedom, let's all join heart and hand. May the Lord have mercy on the boys that helped to smash the van. So now, kind friends, I will conclude, I think it would be right that all true-hearted Irishmen together should unite. Together should sympathise, my friends, and do the best we can to keep the memories evergreen of the boys that smashed the van. Hurrah, my lads, for freedom, let's all join heart and hand. May the Lord have mercy on the boys that helped to smash the van.
Goodbye to the crown. Hi, this is Free of Freedom on the Free the Land show, and we're playing some Irish protest songs in honor of tomorrow being St. Patrick's Day. And we also have Tom Patton with us here, an American vet and spearhead in the...
Isn't that Bob Patton?
Did I say...
Hi, I'm Coral Reef.
Said it wrong, sorry. He's the spearhead in the battle for the vets hall.
Goodbye to the vets hall. Yes, I'd like to welcome our commander, Bob Patton, and he is the president. He was going to tell us how he wanted to be introduced. I know he's president of the United Veterans, and he's commander of the VFW, and he's on the board of trustees, and he's here to talk all about the Belfast-looking Vets Hall downtown on Front Street. Why is it looking like that, Bob?
All boarded up. Veterans have been made homeless by an abrupt closure of the Vets Hall, and we're proceeding to battle for reentry, not just for ourselves, but for the community. Many of you possibly remember the Thanksgiving Day meals, the Christmas meals, and the giveaways of gifts to children that have been going on for years at the Vets Hall. The other events happen there for the community also, including anything from raves to Raji Krishna, handing out food, and quite a few different things going on there. But the building was abruptly closed, and the community and veterans alike, their activities came to a halt. And the biggest thing is we lost a premium venue for events in Santa Cruz, both big and small.
And why was that closed?
The county ordered the closure after a brief visual inspection. I'm going to quote that because that's what they wrote.
Falling stucco, wasn't it?
Yes, they felt it was fear of injury or death to the occupants was the stated reason. And they felt the damage was done because of seismic activities. The veterans have since then had their own engineer do a subsequent investigation that suggests the county overreacted. The damage is related to aging of the building, which has not substantially affected the building's structural capacity. There is no seismic code that requires immediate action or justifies the emergency closure of any part of the building other than a small area that needs repaired where the stucco was falling. And it's falling straight down a wall, so the area was probably only 7 foot wide, 14 foot across. And that could have been easily cordoned off and dealt with.
And the county's person that said it was bad wasn't even an engineer, right?
He was a county engineer, but he was not a structural engineer. They brought in another company named Strader to make the estimation of the damage that was done, but he never suggested the building be closed, and he never said it was seismic. It's flimsy evidence that robs the community of an important public space that's so badly needed in these depressed times. The seismic concerns are well inflated in the light of the fact that it survived, yet the Vets Hall survived the Loma Prieta earthquake of 1989, while both the bookshop and Ford's crumbled.
Mm-hmm. Yet they're still open, right?
The bookshop's still open, yes, but in a different location. But the two that crumbled were right across the street. There's still a big hole where those buildings fell down. FEMA moved into the Vets Hall building right after the earthquake, so they deemed it to be respectably sound for them to do their work in.
So we'll hear more about what you intend to do about this after the song.
Song,
Maestro, strike up the band.
It's going. Don't.
Oh. give me the Irish of all the Lincoln Army. Give me the green, white and gold every time. Give me the tree-leaf shamrock of Ireland. A land I'll hope to soon be mine. Send the Brits all back to where they came from. Give us the country back once again. Give me the Irish Republican Army. I'll make our land a nation once again. Side by side, our heroes died to answer Ireland's noble cause. Down to the years, blood, sweat and tears. We fought from Cork to Donegal. But now they're gone, we struggle on to make our country free. We can't give in, for we must win, for the land of peace and liberty. So give me the Irish Republican Army. Give me the green, white and gold every time. Give me the tree-leaf shamrock of Ireland. A land I'll hope to soon be mine. Send the Brits all back to where they came from. Give us a country back once again. Give me the Irish Republican Army. I make our land a nation once again. Give me the Irish Republican Army. Give me the green, white and gold every time. Give me the tree-leaf shamrock of Ireland. A land I'll hope to soon be mine. Send the Brits all back to where they came from. Give us a country back once again. Give me the Irish Republican Army. I'll make our land a nation once again. James Connolly, Bobby Sands, Timothy Pierce and the brave old town. Joe MacDonald and Roger Casement and Sean South from Gary Owen. Our man Jerry, Belfast City, struggle to be free. When Irish men unite again for a land of peace and liberty. So give me the Irish Republican Army. Give me the green, white and gold every time. Give me the tree-leaf shamrock of Ireland. A land I'll hope to soon be mine. Send the Brits all back to where they came from. Give us a country back once again. Give me the Irish Republican Army. I make our land a nation once again. So give me the Irish Republican Army. Give me the green, white and gold every time. Give me the tree-leaf shamrock of Ireland. A land I'll hope to soon be mine. Send the Brits all back to where they came from. Give us a country back once again. Give me the Irish Republican Army. I make our land a nation once again. So give me the Irish Republican Army. I make our land a nation once again.
Hi, this is Free the Land, and we're talking to Bob Patton about the Vets Hall, but he said he also had an Irish connection, too.
Well, the vets here in this town have a very splendid Irish connection. I mean, I do have both Irish and English in me, and a little bit of German, but my culture has more led me to the Irish ways than any of my other ancestors, and our big connection here with the VFW is with Chris Matthews, who the former owner of the Poet and Patriot, who was very close with Sinn Féin organizers, and very often in this community, Sinn Féin members would be visiting here, and we would meet with them at the Poet and Patriot. So, good luck on Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
So, getting back to what you're going to do to get back into the Vets Hall and open it to the public again.
Right now we have some demands we've given to the county, and this is along with what they have received, our engineer's report that states that there was no substantial damage to the building and that it was not right for them to close it on us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking for, in the light of that, plus an attorney's letter was attached to that, so we've got legal counsel on this too, that they rescind the closure order in light of this information that it was not necessary and they have no right to do it.
Or you're going to eventually sue them with an injunction.
That's why we retained an attorney in case we cannot negotiate or have not made a point well enough to encourage them to open it right now or as soon as possible.
And they're not going to open it now until their group looks at it and confirms your information. Is that the...
Right. Initially was closed in the last week in January. Then the board meeting was soon after that. They had been directed to have at that board meeting, their engineers take further look at it. The process has been slowed, and right now they do not have the report from their engineer or further reports from their engineer. Today we was at a meeting with them. The board, the supervisors had their regular supervisor meeting, and they had put off any decision on reopening the building until they get their own engineer's report, which won't be till next Tuesday. So if your audience wants to get involved at all, then between now and next Tuesday's board meeting is when they should call. And I can give that information at some time.
Yeah, what number should they call? Do you have that?
Give me one second here. If you don't know your county's representative's phone number, you can call his office number, and you can call this number. And this is for any and all of the county supervisors who are... Supervisor Compost, Supervisor Perry, Supervisor Coonerty, Supervisor Leopold, and Supervisor Stone. All of them can be reached at 831-454-2200. That's 454-2200 to call your supervisor and tell them you have some questions or you question them closing that building.
Now, technically, they own the land, but they're supposed to hold it in trust for you. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's kind of the same situation that the Ohlone Indians had with the missions here originally. It was held in trust by the missions for them, and we saw what happened to the Indians. So I think you got to get on this one.
Yeah.
So we'll talk some more about this after the song.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's well. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. "We come in peace," they said to Diggins, "so we come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the lands. Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor.
You diggers all stand up for Goldie, stand up now. From the men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroying their corn. They were dispersed, only the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. The earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share, all things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the order came to cut them down.
Buffalo soldier.
Free Radio 101.1 FM.
Well, it's happened. Free Radio is 15 years old. We're going to have a party, and you're all invited. That's right. March 27th at the Kumbwa Jazz Center. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Music and entertainment starts at 7. It's going to go all the way till 11 o'clock. We're going to have food, and of course the Kumbwa Bar will be open. We'll have birthday cake. We'll have a raffle for pirate booty. In addition to the donation that we're asking at the door, we're going to invite you to buy some raffle tickets to help support Free Radio, celebrate our birthday. So come on out March 27th, that's a Saturday night, to the Free Radio 15th birthday party at the Kumbwa Jazz Center, downtown Santa Cruz. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, hope to see you all there. We have Bob Patton in studio, and he was talking about how the Vets Hall got closed down. And as a matter of fact, at one time, we were thinking of having our birthday benefit at the Vets Hall. How do you figure that? A lot of people are losing out from this closure, huh, Bob?
Yeah, it's a real travesty the way it was just, this venue was just basically robbed from the community by this closure. And the Vets Hall lost the rent from, you know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people at the Free Radio event, so that would have brought in some revenue for the trustees of the building, we may talk about here later, and their attempt to bring money to the Vets Hall for maintenance.
Yep. Probably could have got us a good deal, too, right?
Well,
maybe not, with the manager always controlling things in his... Who is that again?
The manager of the building, under the direction of the Board of Trustees of the building, is supposed to be the person that takes care of the bookings and has the community in mind for their activities as well, and respect for the veterans and their priority use of the building. However, that's not always been the case, or at least the perceived method with which he operates the building.
Yeah, and he's only answerable to the board, right?
He's only answerable to the Board of Trustees.
But you're on the board, but you have a special way of getting on the board that's different than everyone else.
Right. The Board of Trustees actually was put together by the United Veterans Council to be able to try to have a more complete management team running the building. Prior to that, it was just a little... part of the Parks and Rec, County Parks and Rec, and they put us on the very lowest priority. So our...
they still do.
Of course. And our thoughts on when the Board of Trustees was developed was that we'd get a better deal from a nonprofit that was specifically to manage the building and to hire and direct the manager in what he was supposed to do on behalf of the community and the veterans.
But it hasn't worked out that way, has it?
No, but I did get my train of thought down okay there that time. It has not worked out that way. In fact, there's been a lot of criticism of how the management was going on, how the board has evolved over the years to be self-perpetuating, mm-hmm. and the manager has some really difficult times explaining any transparency in his business transactions.
Finances and stuff. It's kind of odd the way the board is elected. They get to elect themselves, basically, right?
That's one of the things I was saying. It's evolved into something that was not perceived in the beginning. In the beginning, all the people that were to be on the board had to come through and be accepted by the United Veterans Council. And later on, it developed into, and this is a little problem with the veterans giving away too much, veterans organizations giving away too much of their responsibilities, give a inch and they take a mile type thing is what happened, and pretty soon the veterans were out of the loop.
Except for you, you're the only representative of the veterans. Everyone else kind of represents themselves, basically, right?
The board is volunteers from the community who are questioned by the board members on their abilities to bring different talents to the board. And
but basically, they could just bring their friends in, right?
But what's happened is the board's got stacked with those that are partisan to the methods that the manager, Tim Bratton, had developed. And they self-perpetuated their own continuance on the board, some of them being on the board for 6 or 8 years, which it's not right. That should be a term-limited position.
Mm-hmm. They should be more responsible to the veterans, that's definitely, or the community, somebody.
Yeah, I wonder where are the veterans now going?
The veterans, actually, we stood our ground when they were telling us to move out our gear and that they would provide us with alternative meeting places. We have refused for them to move any of our property out of there, and we are now paying for and doing our own rentals for our meeting places, and that includes the VFW, which I'm the commander of, that means Veterans of Foreign Wars, the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, and the American Legion all have offices there and met there regularly, as did the United Veterans Council. Why we have this building, I want to put this pitch in, because we're in a time of war, and this war, these gentlemen that are gone and ladies that are gone to this war now are serving many more tours than any of us in Vietnam did. If you serve 2 or 3 tours in Vietnam over the length of the war, that was considered pretty radical or pretty heavy duty. Some of these people who are National Guards to begin with didn't really join a standing army. They are going up to 5 and 6 tours now. There's going to be some real necessity for the community to have areas like this that are dedicated to working with veterans to get through their needed companionship with other veterans that know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
And did you retain the flags also?
We did take our what's called the colors, our unit colors, out of our offices and secured those in private homes and other really important things like Chris Matthews' portrait, and we have other memorials for individuals, including recently a gentleman that died, that brain drain there, that one's gone, so sorry on that about that one.
Okay, well, we'll go to a song here while you get your brain back in gear.
Thanks.
Got a revolution.
This is Free the Land, and we're talking to Bob Patton about the closure of the Vets Hall. And I'd like to give the supervisors a warning here. The last time the Vets Hall was closed, they had some battle-hardened vets go in there. Could you tell us about that, Bob?
Right. Well, the name of the post, Post for Peace, the Bill Motto Post, was named after a man who's a Vietnam vet, typically crazed Vietnam vet, along with quite a few other veterans that are still here and still active in this community. Tim McCormick, Ruben Gomez, Steve Brooks. These are all well-known veterans that have a long time been here, and we're all, every one of us, are combat vets. Although, when the building was empty the last time and the vets are trying to organize themselves, the Vietnam vets are trying to organize themselves, the building had fallen into disrepair and disuse because the World War I veterans were no longer using the building, and the World War II vets were out at the 7th Avenue VFW post. So basically what happened, the group of vets that I just mentioned kicked the doors down, went in and took over the room, the Bill Motto room it's called now, on the upstairs front of the building, and sat in there and refused to be moved out. At some point along the way, and I'm sure this was a few years later, Judge Black ordered in a court case against between the county and the veterans that the Bill Motto post, or the veterans, had priority use of that building and were allowed to maintain. In fact, the judge himself came up and did a demonstration sleep-in that room during that time. And I'm sorry I don't remember the exact date, but some historian could probably call in and let us know.
Well, there it is. If the Board of Supervisors don't get off their ass and do something about this, the vets can do it themselves.
Uh-huh. It's been nice to hear the truth.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah.
And don't get shot.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to say something as a combat veteran. If the enemy, this is a slogan that we use, if the enemy is in range, you're in range. So caution.
Thank you.